let's go.
With excerpt number 2, Pri Etzchaim. My teacher, the Ari, used to say that the main intention during the reading of the Torah depends on the ability to aim in order to connect one's soul and adhere it to its root through the Torah, to complete the upper tree, and to perfect the upper man and correct it. For this is the entire purpose of man's creation. Excerpt number 33, Pri Tzadik. The first Chassidim lingered for 1 hour in prayer to aim their heart to their Father in the heaven. And to aim means a straight heart. To make the heart straight, that it will not be scattered to the lust after worldly lusts and pleasures and worldly affairs, but only aim direct. Excerpt number 34, Ramchal Derech Hashem. Anyone who sanctifies himself in his deeds will draw bestowal to the extent to which he has prepared himself, and to the extent to which he will prepare himself, the better he'll prepare himself, the more he'll achieve.
Quiet. Yeah, okay, read a bit more. Item 35. From Rabash, what are Torah and work in the way of the Creator? Prior to learning Torah, a person should examine the reason for which he's learning Torah. For any act needs to have some purpose that causes him to do the act. It is, as our sages said, a prayer without an aim is as a body without a soul. For this reason, before he comes to learn Torah, he must prepare another one.
Item 36, Introduction to Tess, item 17. The student pledges, prior to the study, to strengthen himself in faith in the Creator and in his guidance in reward and punishment. As our sages said, your employer is liable to reward you for your work. One should aim one's labor to be for the mitzvot of the Torah. And in this way, he will be imparted the pleasure of the light in it. His faith will strengthen and grow through the remedy in this light, as it is written, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Then one's heart shall rest assured that from lo lishma he will come to lishma. Thus, even one who knows about himself that he has not been rewarded with faith still has hope through the practice of Torah, for if one sets one's heart and mind to attain faith in the Creator through it, there is no greater mitzvah than that. As our sages said, Chavakuk came and stressed only that the righteous shall live by his faith. Moreover, there is no other counsel